We heard in our first reading that people do not live on bread alone, but on the words that come from the mouth of the Lord. And this is where, you know, the ministry of Jesus begins and ends. Because Jesus is the Word made flesh, the Word incarnate, who has been inserted into humanity to bring good news to the poor and to heal suffering. The words that he gives are metaphorically food. For instance, he, you know, forgives sinners. He forgives them by feeding them with the words of reconciliation to satisfy their need to be reconciled. For, you know, the woman at the well, he feeds her with the words of self-esteem to feed her hunger for self-acceptance. For, you know, the widow of Nain who buries her son, and for Martha and Mary who are grieving over the loss of their brother Lazarus, he gives them the bread of consolation by giving them the needs to satisfy their grief. His words are spiritual food. And in today's gospel, he says to the Jews, "I am the living bread of heaven. Whoever eats of me shall have eternal life." Here he is speaking metaphorically. He is not, you know, flour and water. And he is saying that God had already provided for your ancestors by giving them manna when they were walking through the desert. But I am much more than that. I am the God in the flesh, and you are to eat of me. And this is, you know, when he celebrates that Last Supper, he takes the elements of bread and wine and says, "Take and eat, take and drink. This is my body, this is my blood, which I have given up for you." In today's gospel, we see Jesus inviting the Jews to come into closer communion with God, reminding them that God is an all-loving, knowledgeable God who wants healing for the world. But for, you know, the Jews, God is someone who is so fearsome and so distant that you don't even mention his name or even spell his name when you write it. But he is inviting them to allow God to come into their hearts by inviting them to eat of the word that has been given to them. They are struggling with this because the response is, "Why does this man want us to eat his flesh?" But also there's something that goes along with this. Jesus is saying, you know, you are to love God, and you are to love your neighbor as much as God loves you. And that is a demand. And this demand and this idea of, you know, Jesus as the living bread from heaven is a little too much for this group. So they walk away. We gather here each Sunday to remember the passion, death, and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that requires, you know, participation. Because as Paul says in the second reading today, The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? During the Eucharistic prayer, we have the acclamation when we say, when we eat this body and drink this blood, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. That is participation. But participation, you know, means demands. Because how are we going out of from here after we eat of the body and drink of the blood? How are we to our neighbors? How are we to the face of the world? If we say that the social unrest that is going on outside of here has nothing to do with any of us, that is a problem. Certainly, we do not condone violence. We don't condone looting. We don't condone, you know, aggression like that. But if we look at what is causing that, you know, the sin of discrimination and the sin of exclusivity, and we say that that has nothing to do with us, then, well, then that really requires and demands a real examination of conscience. Because everyone is our brother and sister. And marginalization is the result of lack of opportunities. And it is that marginalization that does lead to low self-esteem, depression, addictions, and then ultimately violence. But to say that, well, we don't have anything to do with that, or I didn't cause that, or my attitudes did not cause that, again, it requires some examination. My brothers and sisters, we are of one body, and we eat of one bread and drink of one cup. We are holy, but in turn, we are to reflect that holiness. As I said, participation means demands, and that demands is to have a contrite, loving, forgiving heart.